This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Koch Agriculture. I'm Riley Smith. The Midwest Row Crop Collaborative is encouraging all farmers to practice sustainable agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
Protovate Nutritional Seed Enhancer is an 80-20 talc graphite replacement that provides the critical nutrients corn and soybeans need for early and uniform emergence. Learn more at getgreatergrowth.com.
The Midwest Row Crop Collaborative, a consortium that encourages farmers across the Corn Belt to use sustainable ag practices, has steadily grown since its inception in 2016 to include nearly 2,700 farmers. In its 2022 impact report, the MRCC reported that 70% of participating farmers reported that cover crops support their farm's financial goals. Washington County farmer Rob Stout is involved in the program and outlined some of the practices he uses on his farm.
Stepson and I farm about a little over 1,100 acres, and we also raise about 10,000 head of pigs a year. So we practice 100% no-till and have been no-tilling since 1983. And we've been started doing cover crops in 2009, and we've done this so we have 100% of our ground is with cover crops now.
Stout is also one of the few farmers in Iowa to have long-term research plots that compare cover cropped and non-cover crop portions of his fields.
Well, I think the fact that we had is originally a five-year study with practical farmers of Iowa and Iowa Learning Farms, and we had strips set out where we had like 60 feet wide of each across the whole length of the field, and so we could see it up close. And anytime the researchers came out, I'd go out and talk to them and kind of see what they were looking for and see if you can learn something from it. So I consider it a real learning experience having this long-term study, and it ended up running 10 years. It started out as five, and I think they got another grant or something, and they were able to make it go 10 years. So we really learned a lot out of it. In the last several years, we were getting, some positive yield increases out of it. It took a couple of years to learn a few things from it. But it works, and I think it. Washington County, I know, is the number one county for cover crops in the state, so I'm not alone down here. There's a lot of other people raising cover crops, too.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.